everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here, and I feel we should have a bit of a trumpet fanfare. This June recording is the 120th edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. Our first recording was done in 2013 with Eddie Elmhurst in the sound studio and Michael Drake and I putting a script together. Lots of lovely people have been involved since we started, and I'm so grateful to everyone who's helped to keep the show on the road. So, to the cover of the magazine, which shows a beautiful white and grey dappled horse standing in a field of buttercups with a clear blue sky behind, looking so full of life and strength and power. Inside, we hear about a lady creating a bit of a buzz with her bees, the godfather of wild swimming, everything you need to see at the Royal Norfolk Show, and glorious gardens across the county. We have our regular features and contributors too, and with our readers Kevin Ford, Sam Elmhurst and Matthew Tucker, we're all ready to go. But first, we welcome Emma Lee.
Welcome to the June issue of Norfolk Magazine, and my first as your new editor. I'm so proud to be taking the reins from the brilliant Dominic Castle, and I'm really looking forward to working with the marvellous Rowan Mantell and getting to know you listeners. I suppose I'd better start by telling you a little bit about myself. I've loved magazines since I was little. They have always felt like a treat. I would eagerly look forward to the days when my brand new copy of Smash Hits would land on the doormat, and used to dream that one day I might get the chance to be the editor of one myself. Don't worry, I'm not planning to fill the magazine with song lyrics, unless that's something you'd like to see. Let me know. I grew up in Derbyshire, but Norfolk has always been a big part of my life. My mum was born here, so when I was growing up, we would often trundle down to the county to see relatives. I particularly used to love trips to visit my great auntie and uncle, who ran a newsagent's shop in Norwich. Perhaps another clue that a career in journalism beckoned. When I was 18, I moved to the city to study at UEA and, like so many others before and since, I simply couldn't leave. I'll save my misty-eyed reminiscences about the mid-90s Britpop era for another day. A few years after graduating, I was taken on as a trainee reporter for the EDP, learning the business from the ground up in Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn, before going on to become a feature writer and then an editor. I've been a journalist for more than 20 years, and by far the best part of this job is meeting people, telling their stories, and celebrating what a wonderful part of the world this is. And there's no bigger celebration than the Royal Norfolk Show, 2 days which shine a light on everything that the county does so well. Agriculture is at the heart of Norfolk life, so as well as picking our highlights of this year's show, in this issue, we're taking a trip to the countryside. Angeline Braidwood meets Norfolk mother and daughter sheep farmers who have helped bring two traditional breeds back from the brink. And we take a look at a new book which has a fascinating insight into rural life in days gone by. Enjoy the show, see you next month, and happy listening.